From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, March 26th. Butte County leaders Tuesday gathered to hear a post-election analysis of Measure H. It passed in November and was a 1 cent per dollar sales tax. Data shows that nearly three-quarters of voters voted on the measure. That resulted in a total of around 90,000 votes altogether, with more than 60,000 of those votes being yes votes. A little more than half of those yeses came from Chico. Joy Coomer of Team Civics presented the data to the board.
There was consistent outreach from so many different public sectors, even before this was put on the ballot, to get community-wide input. I think that greatly helped it, as well as a strong bipartisan support effort by that independent campaign committee.
While the results showed largely bipartisan backing, Republican support was slightly higher than Democratic. Measure H funding is allotted for public safety and libraries. The funding was just used by the Board of Supervisors to add additional library hours across the county starting April 1st. In other news, North State Congressman Doug LaMalfa is again seeking to end federal funding for transgender healthcare across the country. Yesterday, he reintroduced the End Taxpayer Funding of Gender Experimentation Act for the fourth time. If passed, it would prohibit healthcare facilities that receive federal funding from providing gender-affirming care. It would affect North State clinics such as Ampla Health and the Shasta Community Health Center. The act has failed to pass in every legislative session of Congress since 2020. And the Shasta County Registrar of Voters has said he's stepping down soon. NSPR's Anthony Vosick has the details.
The reason is due to health issues. Registrar Thomas Toller announced today that a serious illness has made it difficult for him to continue in the role. Toller has been in the position since June. Before that, he served as Shasta County's deputy district attorney as recently as 2017. The position of registrar is nominated by county supervisors. Toller's appointment to the registrar role last year was contentious. That's because he had no experience running elections and was chosen over a more qualified candidate already working in the department. In a 3-2 vote, supervisors selected Toller over current assistant registrar Joanna Franceschett, who had 16 years of elections management experience. Franceschett had also been endorsed by the previous registrar, Kathy Darling Allen, who'd overseen around 40 elections in Shasta County. At the time, some supervisors on the majority conservative board were publicly critical of Darling Allen's leadership. That's partly because of her resistance to dump electronic voting machines and instead return to counting ballots by hand. Shasta County is now searching for a permanent replacement for Toller when he leaves in about a month.
That was NSPR's Anthony Vosick. Also, farmers got the news that they're guaranteed 5% more water than they were earlier this year. NSPR's Kendall has more on the recent announcement made by the Department of Water Resources.
The current water allocation is now 40% of the supplies requested. The increase follows several recent storms that have raised water levels in the state's reservoirs and deepened the snowpack. At its last measurement, the Northern Sierra snowpack was 119% of normal. Statewide, it was at 98%. The next measurements will be taken April 1st. Department of Water Resources allocations reflect the estimated supply that will be available to 29 public water contractors. This includes irrigation and water districts that serve farmers and communities from the state-managed water supply. In Chico, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, mothers in the North State can donate breast milk to infants in need today. Butte Shasta and Tehama County health agencies will collect donations for the Mother's Milk Bank at their respective women, infants, and children's centers. Donors must be screened before donating and are asked to give frozen breast milk that's less than 9 months old. The Mother's Milk Bank provides milk to infants who need it for medical reasons. Some babies born prematurely or with certain health conditions need human milk but may not be able to breastfeed. The Chico donation site will be open today from 10 to 2. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, March 26th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.